It was almost midnight, one July night between high school and college, when I came upon one of the most formative revelations of my life with someone who would continue to help me discover formative revelations for many years to come. We debated back and forth kind of passionately and uncovered a truth. All occupations, all vocations in some way serve and care for others. Now, we tried to think of some that didn't, from teacher to garbage collector, from parent to spouse, from engineer to mail clerk, librarian to manufacturer, farmer to prison guard. Think about it for a minute. See if you come up with one that doesn't help or serve in some way. Every vocation, every occupation cares for others. This was light conversation on our very first date, my husband, Steve, and I. Should have known this is what was coming. This was a hint, a revelation that we are intended to be caregivers for one another. This week, as we conclude our sermon series on I Am, Who is God and Who Am I? We've talked about God as creator, who has fearfully and wonderfully made us. God who is redeemer, who has found us. God who is sustainer, disciples us. Our Trinitarian God who calls us to be useful. Last week we widened our perspective with World Communion Sunday to remember we are one of many. Today, we take those understandings, God, creator, redeemer, sustainer, in our vocation to be caregivers, a biblical vocation for all of us, those of us who are caring for aging parents, and those of us with children who still get up in the middle of the night, those of us who are caring for friends who need support, and those of us who don't have as many ways to find those friends. A biblical call to be a caregiver. We've often imagined that the Bible only captures these incredible stories, miracles and resurrections, heroes and revelations. And there's some truth to this. But this morning, the passage that Chris shared with us is one of my favorites from Jeremiah as a reminder that amidst miracles and redemption, God calls us to sacred, ordinary lives. The prophet Jeremiah writes to the exiles in Babylon. The Jewish people have been beaten badly and are submitting to those who have mistreated them. They do not find themselves as winners and champions in this story at all, but as those who are seeking hope, some kind of hope, in the midst of trial and challenge. I wonder if that sounds familiar to you this morning. There'll be plenty of time for the people to understand their experience and process what it is to be an exile people. Plenty of times to get their mind around what's so different. But first, the prophet Jeremiah calls them to the ordinary role, the sacred role of caregiving. He calls them to build houses and live in them, to plant gardens and live off the produce. He calls them to connect with people through marriage and friendship, through children and relationship. Jeremiah calls them to care for the welfare of the city. Be caregivers of one another. The prophet Jeremiah calling out specifically about families, reminding you and I that caring for our families is some of the most important work that we do, whether we're caring well for spouses or for parents, for children or for siblings, aunts and uncles, nieces and cousins, the whole gamut. We are called to care for those who are nearest to us. Now, it feels appropriate to give voice to the fact that sometimes those are the hardest people to care for. We all know someone near to us who needs to follow the direction of medical professionals better than they ever do. We all know someone who needs attention more than they're willing to receive it. We all know someone whose life has been hijacked by addiction or by illness. We all know someone who has pushed us away as we have sought to care for them. Caregiving in that honest atmosphere is the kind of vocation that God calls us to do. To recognize that God has created us to be caregivers is to acknowledge that you and I all need care. To recognize that we need care is a reality, that there is brokenness and there is need. God invites us to be the very hands and feet of that care. We're called to care for families, and we're called to care for friends, the kind who we know so well that when we say, "What could we do?" we can follow right up and do the very thing that they'd invite us to do, alongside the kind of friends who were not sure exactly how to care for them. We're also called to care for our neighbors, the kind who live right nearby in our neighborhood, who get a little bit on our nerves, especially this time of year with leaves that go the wrong direction, as well as the kind of neighbors who live all the way around the globe. In our gospel lesson, we think about these kind of neighbors. We read about the presence of the lepers on the road between Samaria and Galilee. Now, you might remember this road is the kind of place where folks don't travel freely or lightly. It's the kind of section of town that your parents said to you, "Take the highway instead of driving through that area when you're coming home late at night." Jesus was traveling in just that kind of place, walking among God's people, and not just the kind who come to church on Sunday morning and appear to have it all together. It was the lepers who verbalized their call and their need for healing. It was them who called out with one voice, "We need Jesus." It was 10 who called out and 10 who were healed. Did you catch it? 1 who said thank you, 1 who gave praise, 10 lepers stuck in the netherworld between Samaria and Galilee who needed care and were healed. But this isn't the only place where people need care. People need care in West Grove and in Oxford. People need care in Kennett Square and in Newark. People need care in Elkton and in Rising Sun. People need care at the high school and at Jenner's Pond, at work and at the YMCA, driving down Route 1, God bless them, and even on the golf course. I have to tell you, as I was preparing this message this morning, I particularly had on my mind so many in our congregation who embrace this vocation every day. Each one of you who wear the role of a parent or of a child, of a sibling or a spouse, a friend or a neighbor, and care for others, even when they don't care well for you. Did you know that in our congregation there are those caring for aging parents, assisting with bills and wondering what the next phone call might be to get in the car and to save the day? Did you know there are those in our congregation who are caring for spouses whose physical and mental health have changed the way that their relationship is with one another? Did you know, as we think about all these kids who were up here this morning, of the parents who are caring well for these young ones as they grow and trying to navigate the new technologies of what is and isn't okay raising children today? Did you know that we have those in our congregation caring for aunts and for uncles, for cousins and for friends, for those who've said, "Help," and you have rose to the challenge? We are not just a congregation of caregivers. You and I are part of a world of caregivers, and it can feel an awful lot like this. Even though God has called us to this vocation, it can feel overwhelming and expansive, unachievable and never ending, draining and exhausting. Or maybe that's just me speaking up here on a day when someone decided not to sleep through the night. But it's the most important work that we do. It's essential and eternal work to care for those who we love and those who we're not yet sure how to love. So we often find ourselves, as we talk about vocation, looking for a particular revelation. How is it that God is calling us in this moment and at this time? What does God want me to do? What's my call in life? I wonder if we haven't missed, you and I, that there's a larger revelation God's already given. Did you catch it? Live in community and care for one another, offer gratitude to God. Does it sound familiar? These are the words that Jesus answered to the expert in the law who said, "What's the most important commandment?" And he said, you remember, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." Oh, yeah. And love your neighbor as yourself. This is our vocation. This is our one great calling. You and I are called to live out the great commandment. So how's it going? How's it going for you living out your vocation, caring well for those around you? I know for myself, I need to pause again. Listen to the call to love when it's hard. Offer grace when I'd rather. Offer correctives. Let my heart break again for the needs of our world. But this is just me. Where is God speaking to you this morning? Whether you're going to pick your kids up from children's worship, or thinking about visiting your mom this afternoon, or the phone call to your sister, may you know great joy in answering the call to care well for all that you and I are called to care for. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.